T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to the Cook and Pony Show. I'm happily to report I was able to continue doing this show here during the break. I'm at Manor Valley Golf Course for the Fan Open. I went down the stairs to use the men's room, and I'm racing to come back up the stairs. Missed the last one and took a tumble in the middle of the lobby here at Manor Valley. I'm sure everybody got a kick out of that. Fortunately, I didn't break anything, which is somewhat of a surprise. When you're running up steps in flip-flops and you miss the last step, and it was one of those deals where I tried to catch myself to keep from falling and making a total idiot out of myself, I just couldn't do it, and I went down in the middle of the lobby. So, Joe, back in Pittsburgh, I just want you to know how close you came to having Ron Man finish up the show here. I could have been on the disabled list. So,
thank God.
Man, what a klutz I am. Talking about youth football here, Brett Favre coming out saying he supports legislation to ban tackling football for kids under the age of 12. Ben Roethlisberger saying he wouldn't let his sons play before the fifth grade. Getting your thoughts on it, maybe as a parent or as a football fan, what do you see happening to football? I have a feeling youth football is going to go away to some degree. I hope it doesn't go away altogether, because I think there's so many good things to be gained from football. But, you know, my personal feeling is, Ben said fifth grade, I might even push it back to seventh grade. 412-928-9370. Bob in Murraysville has a thought. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I coached and was involved in midget football here in Murraysville for over 20 years. And
okay.
My son played all the way from when he was 7 years old till, you know, all the way through high school. But I coached all the levels, and I started out with seven-year-olds on the 7, 8, 9-year-old team. And I just want to say that at that age, you know, up to about 11 years old, no concussion problems with the kids. And then after they got on the, what we called the big team, the 12, 13-year-old team, we started seeing more of that. And mostly it was when the kids got tackled or hit, and they hit the ground and hit their head, back of their head on the ground.
So let me ask you this, Bob. Now, you said your sons played at seven. Now, knowing what we know, would you still allow them to play at that age?
Well, now that I'm, you know, with my own son, he had no problems with that concussion thing there. You know, I mean, he actually never really got hurt playing football.
So you would let him play again at 7 years old?
Yes, I would. And here's one thing I want to tell you, too. When he was younger, when he was like, that was back in the 90s, we used to, you know, hand out equipment every year. And we had the old shot helmets, and you had to fit to each kid, you know, personally, each kid. And it would take hours and hours and hours. And, you know, when we had equipment handouts, it would go on, you know, it would be all night long. But once we had that kid fitted properly with that helmet, that was good for the whole year. And then after the newer helmets came out with the blow-ups, and they were really easy to fit. All you did was blow this up, but, you know, and it's
right.
Kids, and they might complain about maybe it being too tight sometimes. But you have to check those every day, and we have a problem
equipment
with
is.
That.
Equipment, Bob, is so important. So is coaching and teaching the right fundamentals. There's no doubt. Thank you for the call. Let's move on to Andrew. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to hear you didn't break your neck.
But, I almost did. That would have been something if they'd had to call an ambulance out here for me.
Don't want to hear about that. Anyways, the reason I'm calling is not all kids are equal when it comes to midget football either. For example, last year, my son was in sixth grade football. He was 5, 6'3" and weighed 220 pounds. Now, I'm not talking he's fat. My boy just takes after me, and he's big.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, Tri-County actually, you know, came to us and confronted us and said, hey, you know, how about having your boy tone things down a little bit? Which, you know, he did. I mean, you know, standing up in line, putting his hand on one person and just driving him straight to the ground, bouncing his head off the ground, you know. Yeah, a little much. But as far as letting him play since he was 7, again, yeah, I would. But the thing I would like to see is maybe instead of tackle football at that young age, maybe go to flag football. The kids can learn the fundamentals of football and know what football is about, but yet not get hurt.
I think that's, Andrew, I think that's big at a lot of places around the country, and I think we're going more and more to that. I agree. You know, I have no problem with a kid playing flag football in, you know, at 8 or 9 or 10 years old. I'm just not ready for tackle football anymore with what we know. I said till 7th grade. Ben said until 5th grade. Flag football, I think, is becoming bigger and bigger in different places. Elaine in Monroeville. Hey, Elaine, how are you today?
I'm fine. Much better than you. I haven't fallen recently.
Well, that's okay. Not everybody's as much of a klutz as I am. Go ahead. What do you got?
I am. Okay. I just wanted to tell you, my son played football from 8 years old all the way through college, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. I really would. I thought that he learned great life lessons. He loved the game of football. He really was, they were taught very, very well. And they really cautioned the kids about how to tackle. And this was quite a while ago, too. And it was just wonderful for him. I would do it again.
All right, Elaine, because a lot of people, I don't think, with all the information coming out on these concussions and head injuries, I think a lot of people are probably taking a little more cautious approach. Obviously, as I said, Brett Favre saying, kids under 12 should not play tackle football. And I do think you see a lot of kids 6, 7, 8 years old playing tackle football. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, hey, Ron. Thanks very much for taking my call. You know, this is an interesting topic, and I think it's very right now it's a big deal. Both my boys played, and if I had to do it over again, I probably would not. I coached. I helped start the league back in the mid-1990s, and I'm so glad neither one of them played high school ball. They played sports, hockey, which has enough, you know, contact of its own.
Yeah, you can
baseball.
Get a concussion in hockey, too, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to do it, it's certainly a personal decision that you have to make as a family when the kids are that age. But I find myself now, Ron, I'm a pitch season ticket holder, and 10 years ago, when I saw a big hit, I was jumping up and down like everybody else. Now when I see a big hit, I cringe and just hope that everybody gets up.
Yeah, John, I hear you, man. I think you're not alone, that's for sure. Let's go to Mike before we go to a Shelby update. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Ron, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a son who's going to sit.
Mike, are you there?
Hey,
Mike, you know what? Do me a favor. Try calling back, okay, because you're in and out, and all I heard you say was, I have a son. Try calling back. We'll get you back on here again. Your phone just let you down a little bit there. All right, we got a Shelby update coming, and then we'll continue the football talk. Brett Favre, in case you missed it, saying he's supporting legislation to ban tackling football for kids under 12. Ben Roethlisberger saying he wouldn't let his sons play before the 5th grade. What do you think, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. I'll also have a case of beer to give away later this hour before our final hour, which is always Open Phone Friday. The last hour, Open Phone Friday. You don't want to miss that as well. Thank you for being with us. Keep the rain away. I'm out at Manor Valley Golf Course. It's clouding up, but hopefully these golfers will get their rounds in and before the rains come. I hope it's dry wherever you are. Thanks for listening. I'm Ron Cook. I'll be right back. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.